the words in on page 176, there's an extra verse or so. So let's sing out of the little blue book, 176. But those that are playing instruments and need the music, it's number 201. For you in that booklet. So just follow me, okay? Verse 2.
Tis mystery all the immortal dies. Who can explore this strange design? In vain the first
Thank you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Amazing love. How could it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? Praise God. Verse 2 speaks about the Lord Jesus. How is it that the immortal can die? We can't understand that. It's a mystery that God would come in the flesh and could become one of us so that we could know him. Praise God. The things I don't understand, we leave to God, and we praise him for it. And the things we do understand, we bow before God and thank him. Praise God. Praise God. Well, it's a happy day today for Benjamin and for all of us. As our brother who loves the Lord and has been serving him, but is now taking the step of obedience to follow him in baptism. And God honors our obedience. You know, some people think, why do I need to be baptized? Well, because Jesus says so. That's all. Don't have to have a big theological discussion about that. Jesus said, the Bible says, believe and be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Praise God. And when we get baptized and follow through with that step of obedience, God puts his seal upon our experience in some way. And we're trusting, let's believe that God will do something very special for our brother. God knows what he wants to do and how he wants to come to him. But we can be in faith with him and believe that God will begin something new in his life today as he has sealed his commitment to the Lord by taking this step of obedience to our Lord Jesus. Praise God. Lord, we pray that you'll bless Benjamin today. We thank you for our brother and we thank you for all that you've done for him thus far. And now as he follows you in the waters of baptism, we pray that the heavens will open. And we pray, Lord, that you will cause a new anointing to come into his life or upon his life that will enable him to really walk in newness of life in a way that he has never experienced before, Lord. And then help him to keep growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Lord, we commit him to you and pray that you will glorify yourself in our brother this day, and go before him to lead him in your ways in the days that are before. We pray that you'll bless all of us, Lord. We all want to just acknowledge that you are our Lord and our Savior, and where we need to renew our consecration and our commitment to you, Lord, we pray that you will do something new and something fresh for every one of us today. Jesus, we remember our baptism and that we said yes to you, and we meant it with all our hearts. And maybe that was a long time ago, and many things have happened over the years, and perhaps we've even gotten distracted at times from that call. But Lord, today would be a good day to cause that call to be renewed in our lives and bring our consecration right up to date as it ought to be. And so we give ourselves to you today, Lord, and we know that every time we do that, you give yourself to us. And so we anticipate with great expectation your coming to us today and your blessing upon this gathering. Smile upon us, we pray, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I asked Kathy if she would, that's Benjamin's wife, if she would read a portion of Scripture for us. And so she'll do that for us at this time. Thank you.
We're looking at Romans 6, 1 through 12. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, Even so, we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof.
Praise God.
Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? That's the question that the Apostle Paul poses to us. And he says, God forbid. We that are dead to sin shouldn't live any longer therein. When we accept Christ as our Savior and crown him as Lord of our life, we're saying that we're through with the old life of sin, the old life of self. And we are now, by the power of Christ living in us, we're going to live a new life, a life of obedience and yielding to the Spirit and glorifying God. And that's what baptism signifies. I have a friend who likes to talk a lot about grace, the grace of God. And he'll tell you, oh, no, I'm not saying that the grace of God is a license to sin. No. You know, there are some people that give that impression. Because we're living under grace, we can live any way we want to, and everything's forgiven, everything will work out okay in the end, and we'll get to heaven. We can't lose our salvation, and we should live for God, and we should try to, but, you know, God knows we're human. And that's what this fella tells me all the time. He tells me, God knows I'm human. I'm going to fail the Lord many times today, he tells me. But the grace of God covers it all. And as I speak with him, I realize that he's not saying the grace of God is a license to sin. It doesn't give us permission to sin. But it's the way he expresses it is it's a license not to change, to stay as you are. Because I'm under the grace of God. Oh no, I shouldn't sin, but God knows that I'm going to every day of my life, and so thank God for his grace. Well, that's not what the grace of God is about either. The Bible tells us that the grace of God has appeared unto all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts, and to live righteously, soberly, and godly in this present world. The grace of God teaches us, it enables us not to continue in sin, but to live righteously and godly and so on in this present world. And so he's using the grace of God as an excuse to continue living in the flesh. And that's a totally wrong understanding of the grace of God. Jesus, he wrought a great salvation for us. Not so that we can be forgiven and continue living the way we've always lived, but he has power not only to forgive us of our sins, but to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And that's salvation. And that's what we ought to be believing God for. Yes, we are human and we do make mistakes, but we don't expect to make them forever. We expect that as we grow in God's grace, and as we continue to reach out to the Lord, that he will fill us with his grace more and more, and he will conquer that sinful nature in us and subdue that and fill us with his own nature so that we can live and reflect Jesus Christ in our life instead of the old life. Praise God. I I gave a talk to our young people, the children, the other day in church, and I had a box with me, and I wrote on a goodwill, and I had a bunch of clothes. They were Kenny's clothes, actually. And I said, you know, I've been going through my drawers, and I found a bunch of stuff that doesn't fit anymore. They don't fit, and I have to get rid of them. And so I picked up a pair of pants. I said, selfishness. Since I've become a Christian, I'm not comfortable in these anymore. They're too tight. So I folded it up and stuck it in the box. And then I went, and I had a shirt. That was pride. And I couldn't button anymore. And I talked about all the clothes that I just didn't feel comfortable wearing anymore. Some were too small and some were too big. I guess pride was big, right? And then I spoke about the new garments that Jesus has provided for us, the garments of salvation, the garments of love and compassion and humility and meekness and faith and so on. We as Christians, if we really have given ourselves to the Lord, we are not comfortable living in sin as we did before. Oh, we're not perfected yet in every way, and we have to deal with sin in our life, but we're not comfortable when we sin. Before, it didn't bother us to sin. We enjoyed it. But now, when I fail the Lord in some way, I don't feel right. I'm not comfortable living that way. I'm not comfortable going to those places anymore or watching those things or being with those people like I used to. I don't feel one with them anymore. Because if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things, all, not some or most, God, when he saved us, his intention was that all things are become new. And they are becoming new as we are learning to walk with Jesus and look away from ourselves and look to him. And so maybe today while we're at the baptism, we'll think about some things that we need to give away to Goodwill. That doesn't sound like Goodwill. It sounds like Badwill, right? Maybe there's some things in our life that we're just not comfortable with anymore. And as Kathy read to us, sin shall not have dominion over you anymore. That's God's promise. You don't have to stay the way you are, but you can be delivered from the power of sin. We're delivered from the guilt of sin through the blood of Jesus Christ. And then as we learn to yield ourselves to the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit, then we're delivered from the power of sin. Sin used to have power over us, and now the Spirit of Christ is controlling our lives more and more. And then there'll come a wonderful day, and that's still ahead, when we'll be delivered from the presence of sin. Oh, we live in a sinful world, don't we? But one day, Jesus is going to take care of that as well. That's been included in his salvation also, that one day we won't have to be in the presence of sin anymore. No more temptation, nothing evil, but we'll be living in the presence of God throughout eternity, serving him there without having to deal with sin any longer in our lives. And what a wonderful day that will be. And Jesus has included all of that in his salvation. In the world you'll have tribulation, he says, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world, and I can help you to overcome the world, and eventually the world will be put away completely, and you'll be living in my presence forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's sing number 86 in our white book. It goes right along with what our sister Kathy read. And then if there are a few testimonies, let them center around our salvation, what Jesus has done for us along those lines. Just let God use you to bless one another. And then we'll hear from, eventually we'll hear from Ben himself and hear what the Lord has been doing in his life and how he brought him to this day. And then we'll go down and enter into the waters there. Number 86, let's stand together as we sing it in the white book.
Buried with Christ, the days with him too.
Given me to wear. I put on humility the other day and the clothes were kind of big. I said, Lord, this shirt is too big. And he made me to know, that's okay, you'll grow into it. You know, we shop for Kenny. He's still growing. You still growing, Ken? I hope so. I hope one day you'll be as tall as Dad. Well, sometimes we buy him shoes. You get him a little bigger. Because if you buy them and they fit perfectly, in a week or two, you're going to have to get new ones. But so you get them a little big and he grows into them. And those are the new garments that Jesus has given to us. You know, we know they're right, but we got to grow into them. Praise God. And they stretch a little bit. That's nice. Praise God. And that's what we're singing about. Yielding ourselves to God. Growing in the Lord. Walking in newness of life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's sing that last verse.
Living for Christ, my members I yield, servants to God, forever sealed. Not under law, I'm now under grace. Sin is dethroned, and Christ takes its place. Walking, I'm walking. Of life, free from the struggle and free from the strife, trusting and resting and counting it done. Dwelling, the battle is won. Walking, I'm walking in newness of life, free from the struggle.
Jesus, my Lord, will love me forever. From him no power of evil can sever. He gave his life to ransom my soul. Now I belong to him.
lately in the New Testament in Acts about baptism and how important that was when the believers first came to believe, how that baptism sort of clinched things. It was not only a sign, but it was mandatory. And that struck me. And I'm thankful that there's something about water baptism that seems to solidify our commitment to God, our consecration to God. And I believe that in that act, God does something deep within our hearts to make it real, to give us strength. It's not a magic thing that if you do that, this will happen. But it's something that God sees and respects and sees our desire. And so I'm thankful that we can anticipate and have faith for Ben that God will start a new work in his life, that he will forget those things, that he will not be influenced perhaps by things he thought, but that God would reveal his word to him through the word, and that God would change him. I'm thankful that we can be changed. We sang before, change from glory into glory. And I remember probably all of you had basic general science in high school, or maybe grade school, and that Bunsen burner, or whatever it was, the teacher would show you what to look for, and the change in the elements. But that change is what God wants to do with every one of us. No matter how long we have been on this earth, the Lord wants to affect a change in us, that we don't remain the same people that we were. We're buried. The old man is buried. And that's a continuing process as we go on with the Lord. He changes us. We may make mistakes. We may fall flat on our face. But we pick ourselves up and we say, Lord, I'm going forward. And he will keep changing us until the day we die. I'm thankful for that. That's a hope, a glorious hope, until we see him face to face.
Praise God.
Amen. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Take the whole world, but give me Jesus. Take the whole world, but give me Jesus. Take the whole world, but give me Jesus. No turning back, no turning back.
Amen. Thank you for those good testimonies. Praise God.